Columbus, Ohio, and that's where our first guest is located. That would be Dorsey Hager, who heads the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. And Dorsey, well, we talked about all the work that's happening in Central Ohio. I'll get to that in a minute, but I'm really excited to hear his take on the former U.S. Labor Secretary visiting Central Ohio. My gosh, everybody is checking in on Central Ohio. We had Sean McGarvey there back some months ago, checking out the Intel plant and the data centers that are going up. And now Tom Perez, who is now a senior advisor to President Biden, toured the Iron Workers Hall there. This would be local 172. He checked out their training center. Dorsey, talk to me about this. This is pretty darn exciting. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Really exciting. It's good stuff. I mean, Tom Perez, the former labor secretary, and he's currently senior advisor to President Joe Biden. So he was in town on Monday, September 17th. He spent the whole day, started the morning off with a tour at the Iron Workers 172 Training Center, which they just built a new training center. They broke ground on the second phase of that training center, which is going to double the space of that. But he wanted to see where everything happens. I mean, they hosted two cohorts of Building Futures last year. One of their graduates, who's Charles Straley, who has a great story. You're talking about a gentleman who fought substance abuse, was previously incarcerated, saw a flyer on Building Futures, really didn't know what to think or what to expect, went through the program, totally embraced all the wraparound services, the training, the soft skills and everything, was placed in the Iron Workers JATC. He's went through their apprenticeship program. He's turned out as a journeyman member. He's working on the 70-71 interchange, doing rebar and iron and steel, helping that huge infrastructure project here in the middle of downtown Columbus. And he's also given back. He's one of our instructors for Building Futures. So he spoke, the county commissioners, Kevin Boyce, Erica Crowley, John O'Grady spoke. Obviously, they fund the program. And Tom Perez spoke and then led a tour, got incredible media coverage for days. It's still getting good media coverage and outlets. There was an article in the Dispatch the other day about it, which was great. And it was just a great opportunity to be able to share with Tom Perez, one, what we're doing here in Columbus and Central Ohio to reach out to members of the underserved community, get them on that direct path to the middle class, but also what the opportunities that have been created by the Biden administration are not only doing for union members and workers, but also to help expand the middle class and expand the middle class, you know, with diversity, with people of color and females and veterans and people that maybe were left behind by the previous economy, and they're brought up into the middle class as well through some of these training programs. You know, we talked off air a little bit. You know, the Biden administration is heavily involved in people that are previously incarcerated, people of color, women, vets, giving them that shot at the middle class. And a lot of the policies that he's instituted in the CHIPS Act, in the Inflation Reduction Act, and some of the stuff that he's done with solar and infrastructure and tying Davis-Bacon to federal funding is all wrapped around reaching out and giving people opportunities to get trained and get on these projects to where they can provide for themselves and their families and make a good living and, you know, at the end of their career, be able to retire with dignity and respect like we all should.
Well, I know a lot of things have been going, good things happening in Central Ohio, and I didn't realize that Tom's visit, Tom Perez, that is, his visit followed an announcement, this goes back in the spring in May, that Central Ohio is one of five workforce hubs, which are areas around the country where legislation signed into law by President Biden, the stuff that you mentioned, the rescue plan, infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, all those good things have really jump-started various communities. And proof is, I was talking about the Amazon data center. My God, I mean, what, the second largest private investment in the history of the state of Ohio? I mean, you got it going on down there. It's crazy. Now, he did a town hall meeting, Perez did. How did that go? Was that pretty well attended? I would assume it was.
No, that was well attended. That was great. It was down at the county building where the Franklin County Commissioners hold their weekly meetings, and it was hosted by Tom Perez, and two of the moderators were Mayor Andy Ginther and County Commissioner Erica Crowley. who obviously huge proponents of organized labor, huge proponents of the working people. I mean, you know, I've talked about this before on your show. I've known the mayor since he got his start 20 years ago on Columbus City School Board, you know, went on to city council, became president of council. And here in a few weeks, he's going to be reelected to his third term as mayor, the first mayor in the history of the city of Columbus to use community benefit agreements to partner with unions to, again, make sure that we're creating these opportunities to get underserved people into our programs and get them on that direct path to the middle class. And then you have Erica Crowley, you know, who's always been a big proponent of union labor as well and organized labor and working people. You know, she was constantly fighting when she was at the State House for the rights of workers. She's continued that advocation as she's moved on to be one of our three county commissioners, which, you know, all three of them are incredibly pro-labor, incredibly supportive of our Building Futures program and everything that we're trying to do here. And some of the stats that they talked about on the community town hall, that since 2017, Building Futures, which, you know, is our nationally recognized award-winning pre-apprenticeship training program, and then also Driving Futures, which is a program that we reach out to members of the underserved community, help them get their CDL license so they can go on to get a lucrative career in the trucking industry, and we work with the Teamsters to get a lot of those folks placed. But, you know, we've had over 400 people come through these programs, get placed directly into the middle class. And the county, with their wraparound services, you know, the training, the partnership piece that we provide and everything, you know, they've invested over $19 million into these programs. And it's truly paid dividends because some of the success stories have surely been life changing. And that's what they talked about when they were on that panel.
Well, like this guy, Charlie Straley. I mean, I didn't realize that he was formerly incarcerated. Talk about a turnaround here. And he's pretty much saying that Building Futures changed his life. You got to get this guy on the show. Can you link us up with him?
We can definitely do that. I mean, he's done a great job. He's done some media interviews with local TV stations here. He's been on public radio and stuff, and he does have a great story to tell, and he embraces being an advocate. I mean, he's a guy that not only does he teach and give back to this program and speak to the students and mentor some of the students and let them know that these possibilities are real, but he also goes to some of these, you know, nonprofits, these areas around the city where people are dealing with substance abuse, where people are dealing with incarceration, and he lets them know that there is a path and there is programs in place, whether it's our program, whether it's Driving Futures, whether it's some of the programs that our nonprofit Creating Central Ohio Futures has to help people get on the maintenance with the city or the county or get on manufacturing jobs at Anheuser or any of these other places. He lets them know that there is these possibilities. And, you know, you talked about at the beginning of this interview, we are in a unique and fortunate time here in Columbus and Central Ohio. And I truly believe that any citizen, no matter their racial makeup, their color, their background, no matter what, if they're willing to get a little bit of training and they're willing to invest some time and energy, we can find them a good union job, no matter what they're interested in Columbus and Central Ohio, that's going to pay them a good livable middle-class wage and provide them with good benefits.
And for a very long time. Let's get an update here on some of these projects. I want to touch on this Amazon Web Services too. I'm not a fan of what Amazon does as far as treatment of their workers, but when it comes to building, obviously if they're going union, I support them doing that. But Intel, and I know that's all union. Where are we with the Intel plant down there, Dorsey?
So the Intel plant starting to, you know, full steam ahead. They just completed their second batch plant on the property, and both those batch plants are going to produce the 460,000 square yards of concrete needed to form that first phase, those first two fabs that make up that $20 billion chip plant. So right now we've got a lot of operating engineers, we've got a lot of laborers, we've got a lot of cement masons, we've got a lot of Teamsters out there, and they're slinging concrete pretty much right now. Cranes are going up, so we're going to start the vertical construction here pretty soon. A lot of the site work is completed, and now we're starting to get electricians and plumbers and pipe fitters out there to bring in a lot of the mechanicals and a lot of the underground. And then around the plant, it's amazing that the infrastructure work that's taking place as they're adding roads, adding bridges, widening roads, making bridges bigger for all that traffic and all those people that are going to be coming in there. But we hope that this job ramps up probably after the winter, maybe March. I'd like to see us get around 2,500 people, probably quarter one or quarter two of 2024 until we ramp up to that 7,000 or 8,000 tradespeople number. So it's going to be interesting keeping tabs on that. The Amazon project you talked about, Amazon purchased a bunch of land out in New Albany and Licking County. They're looking at putting in 6 data centers at around $3.7 billion, adding some other support buildings on that New Albany campus and also the Hilliard campus. We're looking at probably a total of about 40 buildings with a total cost of about $7.9 billion. So that's a nice investment. We're still working with Google to help them as they prepare to build their 4th campus here in Columbus and Central Ohio, as they create a giant footprint right alongside Amazon and right alongside Intel. And then the next phase of the Facebook campus is getting ready to take off, and that looks like it's going to break ground 1st of November. Dollar figures are kind of hush-hush right now, but we could easily have 800, 900, maybe as many as 1,200 tradespeople out on that project for the next 2.5-3 years as well. So there's a lot of opportunities in Columbus and Central Ohio. And we're just talking about the, you know, these are the ink jobs. That's what I call these. These are the ink jobs. These are the jobs you read about in Cleveland.com and Columbus Dispatch and USA Today. There's so many other projects out there that are 100, 150, 500 million, 800, 850 million. That we're really pressing on our contractors to make sure that they get out, they get involved in the market, and they really get those jobs as well, because there's a lot of that stuff going on as well.
So the billion-dollar jobs, you get a lot of the press, but there's a lot of million-dollar jobs as well going on in Central Ohio. This is crazy. ColumbusConstruction.org is a website for the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Dorsey, I know you want to say a few things about the municipal off-year elections. A lot of people don't pay attention to these. Obviously, you got the big elections with presidential candidates and congressional representatives and senators. But talk to me about Central Ohio. And, of course, we've got a couple of issues, statewide issues on the ballot. I'm going to let you pick it up from there. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so we're obviously doing a lot to make sure that we get our members registered, make sure that they're voting. Obviously, we implore on a lot of them to early vote because, you know, in the construction industry, as busy as we are right now, you know, Election Day can be tough to vote on Election Day. But we're always getting that message out that obviously everyone knows who their president is. A lot of people know who their congressperson is. A lot of people know who their 2 U.S. senators is. But then when you start talking about municipal elections and who's on the school board and who some of the judges are and why that's important, I don't think they understand that. And while federal elections and national elections are obviously important, the people that have the most control over your day-to-day life are your school board members, the ones that are going to institute policies to educate your kids but also improve your community, and then also your judges, because they have the rights to take away your freedom. They have the rights to do things to you that that a lot of people, you know, don't have. So it's very important that you get involved and you educate yourself, and then also your city council, your mayoral, and, you know, we spoke about it earlier in the segment, but Andy Ginther's going to get reelected here in a couple of weeks. I'm confident of that. He's doing a great job down the city of Columbus. There's a lot that he's working on with housing and crime, and I think he's moving Columbus in a positive direction and continues to move us, and it's definitely reflective in all the development and all the growth that's happening here. Rob Dorns and his slate on city council. Rob Dorns is an IBW member. He's currently the attorney for ACT Ohio. He's going to get reelected to city council, which is great. And Rob serves in the second leadership on city council. The leader of city council, the council president, is Shannon Harden, who's a tremendous friend of labor. Just had lunch with him yesterday to catch up on some policy. And he's the brother of an IBW member, Christian Harden, who belongs to 683. So Shannon understands the importance of union labor. And then our own attorney here at the Columbus and Central Ohio Building Trade, Sarah Ingalls, decided to get involved and get active. She's very active in everything she does and defending unions' rights and negotiating contracts and helping us here at the Columbus Building Trades. But also she's very active in workforce development programs with CCOHF and Building Futures and Driving Futures. And she's running for school board, and I have all confidence that she's going to get elected and become a member of the Columbus City School Board, which is one of the largest school districts in the state of Ohio with 45,000 students. And, you know, we've got to continue to educate these kids, give them the tools necessary so that they're employable when they graduate from high school for all these job demands that we're having right now with everything that we talked about in the last segment. And also, we have a school board levy on the ballot for Columbus City Schools. It's a $100 million bond package. It's going to help a little bit with payroll and salaries and benefits, where a lot of the custodians, the bus drivers, are obviously union members. We don't want to see cutbacks there. We actually need to expand as the as the district is growing. And then there's a lot of money they want to put back into the buildings to bring buildings up to code, whether it's new roofs or new gym floors or new mechanical systems for heating and air conditioning. So we've endorsed that levy. We're very supportive. We've got a huge canvas, labor canvas, that we're going to do here in a couple of weeks that we're going to launch in the IBW 683. It's going to be led by Mayor Ginther, Sarah Ingalls, Rob Dorn, Shannon Harden, in partnership with the local Central Labor Council. We're going to get out and knock on doors and let our members know how important these issues here locally, the school board, city council, judges. You know, there's a great friend of mine that I was at an event last night. He's going to get elected judge, Zach Gwynn, along with Jared Skinner and Andrea Peoples, who are going to get reelected. And all three of them are going to do a great job on the bench. And we're really happy to support them as well. So it's big time here, municipal election-wise. I know a lot of people kind of take a pass on the bye years, but these are important races.
What about some of the statewide issues? There's issue one and two. Have the Central Ohio Building Trades, have you taken any positions on those issues?
We haven't taken a position on issue one or two. Obviously, we were heavy involved on no on issue one, special election on August 8th. You know, personally, I believe, you know, that that decisions made on your health, whether you or someone in your family, shouldn't be made by the government. Those are personal decisions between you and your physician with the support of your family. So we were heavily involved and no on issue one to kind of keep government out of that, but also because of some of the restrictions that issue one would have created. Mm-hmm. You know, for collective bargaining and stuff and a lot of the things and with the bonding and stuff. So we were glad that we defeated that. I'm going to get out and I'm going to support, you know, yes on issue one. I think it's an important initiative and I think it's incredibly important as building trades continue to diversify and to grow our ranks, especially with women and people of color. And, you know, if we want women to come and join our team and belong to the building trades, I think that we need to support them as well. So personally, I'm behind this and I'm going to get out and leave my support on it. And I'm encouraging all my friends, family members to vote yes on issue one.
What about turnout? You know, off year elections obviously don't generate the turnout in like presidential years. How does that look for, at least in your area in Central Ohio, Dorsey?
So I think in Columbus and Central Ohio, I think off-year election turnout's right around 9 to 12%, which is incredibly low. Obviously, for a presidential year, it's in the 60s. I think that we're going to see turnout around 24, 25%. I think there's a lot of people motivated to vote. All nine city council members are on the ballot, so those races are incredibly important. I think that that's going to spur a lot of turnout along with the mayoral race. And then the school levy, you know, you have people on both sides of the school levy issue, and I respect everybody's opinion and where they stand on the school levy. Me personally, I've been one of those guys that whether it's a library levy or a school levy, I very rarely even dig too deep into it. I usually go to the ballot. I always go to the ballot box, and I always vote yes to pass those issues because I believe that we've constantly got to fund our schools, we've got to fund our libraries, and we've got to give people a level platform to pull themselves out and to get into the middle class. And the way we do that is through education and training and stuff. So I always vote yes on those. But I think turnout here is going to be higher in Columbus Central High than it has in the past in municipal election years.
All right. We'll leave it on that note. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, columbusconstruction.org. You could follow him on Twitter. How appropriate. Build Central OH. You take care, my brother. We'll talk to you in a month, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Flash. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You got it.